Hi, good morning. You're listening to Up To Date on WVIA. So, first off, did you know that we're nearly halfway through August? I know it's a cliche, but it feels like the month is just flying by. But today on our show, we'll take a break to cover the State House budget, a roundup on the WVIA news team's coverage of the Little League World Series, and more. It's August 14th, and I am your very caffeinated host, Isabella Weiss. Let's get you up to date. Now, first up, redistricting has been a really hot topic in the news lately. Partisan pushes to redraw congressional districts in favor of political parties have rocked state capitals nationwide. But here in Pennsylvania, Jackson White reports for WVIA that our state has largely dodged the controversy.
Republicans and party bastions like Texas are trying to gerrymander districts to gain an advantage while defending their slim majority in next year's U.S. House races. In response, Democrats in states like California are weighing the same idea. But Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he won't do so in the Commonwealth, and he's criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott and President Donald Trump for their support.
I think that's shameful, and I think it's unfortunate, but I think that they are showing themselves to not respect the rule of law, to not care about our institutions and our norms.
Even if Pennsylvania officials were pursuing partisan redistricting, Fair District's PA Chair Carol Cooneyholm says it would not be possible because the state has a split legislature, with Democrats controlling the State House and Republicans holding the Senate. Under current law, Pennsylvania's legislature proposes a map for approval from its governor. Cooneyholm also noted the state's Supreme Court could reject a proposed district map it deems too political. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
However, unlike redistricting, Pennsylvania's budget is still a loaded conversation. Here's Jackson White again reporting for WVIA on how lawmakers continue to say they're progressing on reaching a state budget deal, but their actions say otherwise.
How to best fund mass transit agencies statewide remains possibly the biggest sticking point in the Capitol. Lawmakers still disagree on where to pull funding from to prevent the 20% service cuts threatened by SEPTA in Philadelphia. On the Senate's temporary budget proposal, House Appropriations Chair Jordan Harris says the bill was not serious.
The only time you use numbers from last year is early on in the process. Early on in the process, in order to move the process forward until you get an agreed upon number.
The state budget was due July 1st, and it's unclear how close lawmakers are to reaching a deal. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Now to shift from the state budget, the nation's spending bill was passed last month, and Republican lawmakers have a lot to say about it. U.S. Representative Dan Muser promoted the bill's impact on agriculture on Tuesday. He said the bill slashes taxes for small businesses and farmers. And here's more from his visit to the farm store in Schuylkill County. Republican lawmakers gathered in an informal, quote, educational event on President Donald Trump's spending bill. Muser says the bill puts more money into farmers' pockets.
Big, beautiful bill has something in there for everyone. Lower taxes for families, consistent tax rates for small business, and a lot of funding that will go to support our agricultural industry.
The Mechs run the farm store. It's Pottsville's first farm-to-table shop. Here's Josiah Meck. He says the bill puts more funding towards crop insurance and lowers the inheritance tax.
A lot of farmers are land-rich and money-poor. So if they would transfer their assets to their kids, there wasn't enough money to pay the inheritance tax, and the farm would eventually have to be sold.
But the U.S. Department of Agriculture has also cut several programs for farmers over the last few months. Muser says money saved from those reductions will be moved to agricultural programs and tax breaks included in the One Big Beautiful Bill. And he criticized Governor Josh Shapiro's lawsuit against the Trump administration over canceled agricultural funding.
I don't think his lawsuit's going to go very far. Governor Shapiro, what hasn't he sued on?
Americans for Prosperity, a conservative lobbyist group, and the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau hosted the event and a food giveaway. Now let's take a quick break from all of the financial news. You're listening to Up To Date on WVIA.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism here at WVIA. Along with our local news, WVIA is your source for national and world news. It's your place to gather objective information from the voices you trust. As your local public media station, we continue our mission to educate and nurture diverse views. Weekdays beginning at 5, tune into BBC News, The Context, followed by DW, The Day at 5:30, and then watch PBS NewsHour at 6. For more information, visit WVIA.org.
Welcome back to Up To Date. For a change of pace, let's head over to Lycoming County, where the Little League World Series is in full swing. Over 11 days, thousands of people will visit the South Williamsport area to cheer on their favorite teams and watch the series unfold. Play formally got underway yesterday, but festivities kicked off Tuesday with the Grand Slam Parade through Williamsport. And the WVIA news team was there to capture the spirit of the event. We'll start with a vignette from our Cat Bolus.
By noon, 4th Street was lined with camp chairs and blankets. An Australian flag covered a row of seats. Jordan Gephardt takes a week off from work to help with the parade committee.
You might come down here on this past Friday and you might see a chair sitting outside.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Williamsport Mayor Derek Slaughter played Little League as a kid.
We're just so fortunate to have that here in Williamsport, not to mention the economic impact.
Roger Dupuy from WVIA News here. To put the importance of these events in perspective, the city of Williamsport is home to about 27,000 people. Last year, the Grand Slam Parade alone drew about 40,000 people, according to the Lycoming County Visitors Bureau. You can get a sense, then, of how densely packed downtown Williamsport was yesterday, and that crowd truly was international. This is John Shableski, manager of the Otto Bookstore.
We started seeing Little League families coming in a few days ago, which is really quite nice.
Yeah. Where are some of the places that you've seen people come from?
Oh, yeah, Brisbane, Australia. Those folks I met this morning. Yesterday, it was a family that came in from the Boston area that their kids had, you know, qualified. That was pretty neat. Somebody from New York State, one of the Pennsylvania families came in. Yeah, we've been already seeing. And then people who are just coming in for the tournament.
What is the parade like for you, for your business?
It is a crazy day. Ramp up to the parade itself, we get pretty busy. Then, of course, it gets a little quiet during parade time. That's understandable. And then it kicks back into gear right after the parade is over. We do actually quite well for parade day.
Gotcha. You said this is your second parade?
Yeah, my second time around. I've been managing the store for a year and a half, so this is the second time for the Grand Slam parade for me.
Gotcha. And you have sales, I see.
Oh, yeah, always. Sure. Great. You want to, you know, you want to promote and do whatever you can to get people through the door.
I also spoke with Rebecca Bequeen, owner of Texas Vape Shop. It is actually a convenience store that also sells ice cream.
It's a really big deal. It's something that we look forward to every year. We like seeing people from different areas and different parts of the world. It's really awesome. I'm hoping it's going to be pretty busy. A lot of people are, it's hot and serve a lot of ice cream today. That's what we're hoping.
Now back to the sport that's at the heart of the gathering. The players, ages 10 to 12, make up 20 teams vying to get to the final game on August 24th. Here's my colleague Kat Bolus again with more about the series, which features 4 games a day, food, fun, and activities in the South Williamsport area.
Lauren Rood from Little League says visitors can expect an incredibly fun environment.
The energy that you get to be a part of, it really comes to life every single day. And whether you are a first-time baseball fan just trying it out, or you're somebody who's loved baseball forever, or maybe you don't have a Little Leaguer in the program anywhere, it's an environment that there's something for everyone.
It's free to attend most of the games. Tickets are required for the championship weekend and the MLB Classic when the New York Mets play the Seattle Mariners.
If you come on over, there's going to be tons of fun. Parking is free. It's free to get into the stadium. We have great concessions. So really, you can't have a bad time if you come over to the complex.
In Williamsport, I'm Kat Bolus.
And that's our show on Up to Date. Thanks for tuning in with me and Lydia McFarland throughout the week. And you'll be joined by Kat Bolus tomorrow. You're listening to WVIA.